might hear that song at a certain presidential campaign rally. Rolling Stone magazine says Donald Trump chooses the songs himself. He and fellow Republicans are also talking about fracking and climate change on the campaign trail. Trump told a crowd in New Orleans this week he thinks he'll win in New York because he supports fracking. The state's Democratic governor, Andrew Cuomo, has banned it. Here's audio from the online DeSmog blog.
Do you know if they fracked in New York would lower its taxes, would have no debt, would have made a fortune. Instead, Pennsylvania took all their money. They took that, they took those beautiful, beautiful natural resources. They took them out. Sort of funny. Pennsylvania, you have a line. You have the fracking equipment all up and down that line. In New York, you have nothing. In Pennsylvania, they're driving Cadillacs.
Well, maybe not all of us. As for climate change, Trump's called it a hoax, set up to benefit Chinese manufacturers. Republican contender Marco Rubio's laid out an energy policy that would rely on drilling and fracking and would roll back efforts by the Obama administration to combat climate change. Here's Rubio at CNN's debate last September.
Every proposal they put forward are going to be proposals that will make it harder to do business in America. So we are not going to destroy our economy. We are not going to make America a harder place to create jobs in order to pursue policies that will do absolutely nothing, nothing to change our climate, to change our weather.
Rubio said he believes climate change is real, but it's not caused by human activity. Not so for Texan Ted Cruz. He hosted a Senate hearing on climate change in December. At the end of it, he listed reasons why he's not convinced climate change is happening. One reason, he says carbon dioxide is not a pollutant. It's good for plants. Cruz went on.
For the last 18 years, the satellite data and the weather balloon data both demonstrate no significant warming whatsoever.
NASA analyzes that data a little differently. And the Washington Post reported this week that two prominent satellite data sets both show that February 2016 was the hottest month ever recorded. Ohio Governor John Kasich has distinguished himself somewhat among the other Republican candidates when it comes to global warming. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant decided to take a closer look at Kasich's environmental views and at his record.
When John Kasich first hit the campaign trail last summer, Pope Francis had just published an historic environmental encyclical. It made climate change a moral issue and called on people to change their consumerist behaviors in response. Some GOP candidates criticized the religious leader for speaking out on political issues. When asked by a reporter from Undercurrent, Kasich had a different response.
So I think the Pope pointing out the fact that we need to take care of this environment is good. I don't agree with his conclusion that all of it is bad because of free enterprise, because it's lifted people out of poverty, and he cares about the poor, and so do I.
The question for many is what a President Kasich would do about it.
So would you take legislative action?
Well, let's not get carried away.
At a town hall meeting in New Hampshire in January, shortly before the first primary contest of the season, Kasich was again asked about climate change. Living on Earth provided this audio.
I think that human beings do affect the climate, and I'm a big supporter of solar and wind and geothermal and efficiency, but I want all of the different sources. I saw Seabrook today. I'm for nuclear, too. I mean, I'm for all of this.
Two-thirds of Ohio's electricity comes from coal. Emissions from coal are considered the largest contributor to global climate change in the U.S. Kasich has said the state would continue to burn coal without apology. He's come out against action by the Obama administration to curb carbon emissions that cause climate change.
And I think the other part of it is let's not go so fast that we throw this kid out of work or this gentleman out of work. It's got to be a balance between a good environment and economic growth, which we can achieve. If you work at it, you can achieve it.
Governor Kasich is not necessarily your truest, bluest, greenest friend of the environment, nor absolutely is he an enemy, outright arch enemy of the environment.
That's Jack Shaner. He's with the Ohio Environmental Council. Kasich was slammed by environmental groups for freezing Ohio's renewable energy program for 2 years. The program required utilities to replace some energy from coal with alternatives like solar and wind. But Shaner says without Kasich, it would have been worse for renewables. The Republican legislature wanted to completely eliminate the clean energy mandate.
Governor Kasich gets credit for salvaging and holding the wolf from the door, so we did not suffer an outright repeal of our clean energy standards. But we were disappointed he wasn't more active earlier in that debate and didn't exert his leadership and get this legislature to back down.
Kasich has split with some in his own party by pushing a tax on the oil and gas industry. There's a similar debate in Pennsylvania. Many Republicans say it would drive the industry away. Here's Kasich at his State of the State speech last year.
I'm disappointed by those that say the severance tax reform will kill the industry. That's a joke. That's a big fat joke, because I've talked to them in private. And I'll tell you what, our severance tax will still be competitive with other energy-rich states.
The Ohio Environmental Council praises Kasich for these efforts and for preventing oil and gas drilling in state parks. The council's Jack Shaner says Kasich has also put big bucks toward reducing toxic algae in Lake Erie. On the other hand, Kasich started something called the Common Sense Initiative. Shaner says it makes creating new environmental regulations difficult, especially if they cost anything to the private sector.
So here again, this is sort of the mystique of John Kasich. You cannot just categorize the guy. He is complicated.
When it comes to environmental policy, Shaner says Kasich marches to his own drum. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.